This is Reverend Bookburn. We'll be starting in about 1 to 2 minutes. Tapers and relay broadcasters, the Reverend is in, is about to start in about a minute. Good evening, this is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight, the theme is Hookergate. And we're going to celebrate one of the many recent scandals of the criminal and war criminal Bush regime. But this is not just any scandal. It is not their war crimes or their corporate crimes or any of their traditional crimes that shit-cans democracy and all spheres of social justice. I mean, it is all those things, but it is more. It is also the juiciest and the hottest of the Bush regime scandals. Yes, we're going to deal with Hookergate, and we're also going to deal with a lot more. We're going to deal with the tribal council and in South Dakota. And I believe we're even going to have a spokesperson come in later and so they could speak for themselves. Weather forecasting with Pat Robertson and an even more special guest. That's right, the ghost of the recently deceased anti-abortion terrorist and Al-Qaeda clone, Paul D. Paree. His ghost has actually consented to returning to this planet, and if he was ever there in the first place, and appearing on this show. So we're going to have the ghost of Paul D. Paree a little bit later. Back to the Ola Sioux Nation, which is in South Dakota. The president was, until a few days ago, a very cool, fantastic person named Cecilia Fire Thunder, whom tonight's show is dedicated to. And what she did was vow to put a women's clinic at the Pine Ridge Reservation so that women could get around the very strong anti-abortion law that banned nearly all abortions, including those sought by women who were victims of rape and or had serious catastrophic health issues. And she was going to open a clinic in the safe zone in the sovereign region of Pine Ridge. However, she got a lot of shit from the entity of people who have their tongues very deeply in George W. Bush's ass crack. And I mean no offense or disrespect whatsoever to people who are really into butt crack kissing. And I apologize for the degrading comparison, but the Ola Sioux Tribal Council members do, in fact, have their faces very deeply into the ass crack of George W. Bush. They're the last holdouts of the Bush butt lickers. Even a lot of conservative America is fed up with that dirtbag and his criminal regime. But they decided to keep their faces in his butt crack dishonor themselves, their conquerors, join the Taliban clones that make up the South Dakota legislature, and ban all abortions at Pine Ridge Reservation, and suspend Cecilia Firethunder from remaining as president of the tribal council pending impeachment proceedings. So we're going to deal with this tribal council a little bit later, but first we're going to play a song to Cecilia Firethunder, to whom tonight's show is dedicated, and the song is dedicated. It is by the great John Trudell, and it is entitled Rockin' the Rez.
Listen to the skies, listen to the sound. Something on the land, something down. Down pressers speeding by life. Fever's heart, burning rivers to cross. Walls of Babylon, material noise. Thinking they've touched the moon. Freedom takes a rocket blast. Just another day, like yesterday. Rocking my heart, rocking the reds. Woman like you, times like this. All that's real connects to you. Happy medicine making me smile. Seeing you laugh, getting so near. Rocking our hearts, rocking the reds. Carrying on like he ain't been gone. Warmaker's back, back in town. His notion taking care of us.
All of Ola Soup, the tribe joint.
Not even close, not even close to our notion of taking care of us. Nowhere to hide, nowhere to run. Got no job and prices going up. Warmaker's back in town. Just another day, like yesterday. Rocking my heart, rocking the reds. No chance we're gonna ever give up. Together we'll dance, a personal dance. Sweet starts, surrendering only to each other. These days holding the night, holding on tight. Rocking our hearts, rocking the reds. And working on offing Earth. What kind of future is that? Some weird kind of living. Who needs that lie? Pretending we aren't stars too really isn't very bright. Earth stars with jailbreak in our hearts. Just another day like yesterday. Rockin' the reds. Woman I want, woman I need. Times when times do get hard, you sure are some comfort. Rising up love, living on, carries on. Rocking our hearts, rockin' the reds. Rockers' hearts, rockin' reds.
Of Bob Dylan doing his impression of the last Jello Biafra spoken word album.
Johnny's in the basement, mixing up the medicine. I'm on the pavement, I'm thinking about the government. The man in a trench coat badge got laid off. Says he's got a bad cop, once you get it paid off. Look out, kid, there's something you did. Well, God knows when, but you're doing it again. You better duck down the alleyway, looking for a new friend. The man in the coonskin cap and a pig pen wants $11 bills, and you've only got 10. Maggie calls Wheatfoot, face full of black soot, talking that the heat put plants in a big book. Bones tapped anyway, but Maggie says that many say they must bust a girl he made. Orders from the DA, look out, kid, don't matter what you did. You walk on your tiptoes, don't tie no bows. Better stay away from those you carry around a fire hose. Keep a clean nose, watch the plane cause you don't need a weatherman to know which way the wind blows. No, sir. Right here in River City. Well, get sick, get well, hang around the ink, well, hang bail, hot tail. If anything is going to settle, try hard, get barred, get back, right rail, get jail, jump bail, join the army. If you fail, look out, kid, you're going to get hit by losers, cheaters, six-time users, hanging around the theaters. Go by the whirlpools, looking for a new fool, don't follow leaders, watch the parking meters. True dat, bro, true dat. Oh, get born, keep warm, short pants, romance, learn to dance, get dressed, get blessed, and try to be a success. Please her, please him, buy gifts, don't steal, dope, 20 years of school and they put you on the day shift. Look out, kid, to keep it all in, you'd better jump down a manhole, light yourself a candle, don't wear sandals, and you try to avoid a scandal. Don't want to be a bum, you'd better shove the pump, don't work, cause the vandals took the handles. And then they played the legend of Pat Brown. And there was much rejoicing. Boing, 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 spring, spring, roll it.
Treated him is used on the ends of bullets and on the ends of shells because it's so hard. Almost any armament is vulnerable to something that's tipped with depleted uranium.
You heard Anti-Flag doing Depleted Uranium is a War Crime. Nigel Peppercock did Coke Pants. The Idol Racers did Imposters of Life magazine. Neil Young did Living with War. Knob Dylan and his Knobsolete did Subterranean Homesick Blues. And started off with John Trudell doing Rockin' the Rez, which was dedicated to Cecilia Firethunder. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on Sunday nights from 9 to 11 or so, East Coast Time, USA, at RadioVolta.org. And you can hear the show most Sunday nights When there's going to be a show postponement or cancellation, there will be updates at reverendbookburn.com. And a sexual dysfunctionary decided that abusing his or her loved ones at home is not good enough. It's necessary to abuse an entire community and blast it with an extremely, excessively volume siren as we speak. So we must do what clergy does and pray for them. Lord, restore the sexual functioning of the sexual dysfunctionary who is abusing this lovely Philadelphia neighborhood here at Philadelphia Independent Media Center / Lava Zone, and restore them not only into an ability to sexually function, but to be productive and human again. We pray to thee. Thank you, Lord. This is Reverend Bookburn. Yes, you can hear updates at reverendbookburn.com regarding the show schedules. Next week on The Reverend Is In, June 11th, the theme will be Rattle Cry, and that is multi-meaning from baby tantrums, if those are in your life, or little kitty tantrums. So that's a kind of a meaning, like rattle and cry, as well as respond to an event called Battle Cry from Reverend Ron Luce Ministries. Interesting name, Luce. And Teen Mania and similar people and organizations along those lines. And if you're unfamiliar with that, you can be assured that you will be well familiar and have a lot of laughs and great tunes in the process when we respond to Battle Cry with Rattle Cry. In 2 weeks, on Father's Day in North America, there will be no show. And in 3 weeks, June 25th, there will be a memorial tribute to Marlon Solar. And if you're new, Marlon Solar was known for 4.5 years on the show as Marlon the Great Engineer. He was the producer of The Reverend Is In, was deeply involved with Radio Volta, Philadelphia Independent Media Center, Lava, and all kinds of great stuff, and acted in a stage production called The Broken Hipsters. And we're going to do a 1 year memorial tribute to him a year after his passing. And there'll also be an event that day at Radio Volta. I'm still not sure of the details, but that will also be at reverendbookburn.com. Some other future themes include The Res, Erection, and similar to Big Love from HBO on cable television in America, there's going to be Big Holy Love, The Wedding Night of the Nuns, and Evangelical Handmaids and whoever are saving themselves to be the brides of the Lord. We're going to sell. Please celebrate the Big Holy Love as well / Desperate Handmaids, and that'll be a lot of fun. And let's see, what are the other future themes? Halliburton gives Condi an oilgasm. A Reverend Bookburn funeral. That's because we only deal with death when it's for real, and so I don't want to do that when it's around the time that we really are acknowledging the passing of somebody. So we're going to do a funeral of a non-existent person as an alternative to some of the silly crap that occurs in the name of appropriately marking the passing of a person. And that'll be in the future, as well as more perverted stories from moral crusaders. And who would Jesus do? All of that is forthcoming on The Reverend Is In, as well as a shitload of other themes that will happen when we get around to them. And again, up will be consistent at reverendbookburn.com. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, those from the transgendered or kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. If you want to write to the Reverend for song requests, birthday announcements, or requests for exorcisms, requests for reverse exorcisms, and there is one, birthdays, etc., feedback for already happened shows, or input and ideas, and you book burners have been really great at this year, input to forthcoming themed shows, or to write for any reasons except to send spam, unless it's that hilarious Jesus spam. These very amusing people continue to send. It's been about 4 years now. Or to send what the Reverend really loves, cartoons. Or to write for any reason. Write Reverend Bookburn, Carrot Quail, as in Dan Numbnuts Quail, the biggest fucking moron after Reagan and before George W. Numbnuts Bush. Quail, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, at sjcdc.org. And at that website, sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, you can check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. We have a birthday, and we have a request for healing, and a request for emotional healing, and somebody who healed. So let's start with the birthday. Happy birthday to Leela Walla, a longtime book burner and great friend. Congratulations to Lobo Red for conquering, defeating, ass-kicking breast cancer. Yes, she is a survivor. She's a longtime book burner as well. And beat it. So, excellent news there. Request for emotional healing to the Mac goddess. And getting over another human. And the ending of that situation. And healing requests to and out of the states, including the doctors I still hospitalized in critical condition. And that truly, truly sucks. She's been a friend for years. She had the Reverend on her show in November 2002, and we've been friends ever since. And the Reverend is routinely at her blog at drsusanblock.com/blog. And Dr. Susie has been hospitalized for a few days. Her famous birthday show, which would have happened next weekend, is postponed, and we'll keep you posted here as to her condition, but we wish her healing, and if you feel like it and you don't mind, a site that is only appropriate for adults, you can go to drsusanblock.com. Dr. Susie, of course, is a fantastic alternative to the fucking idiots who are the delusional Christian supremacist abstinence pushers and anti-reproductive freedom kinds of buffoonery, the Dr. Laras of the world and all that kind of shit. And she's just a fantastic person as well. So we're sending healing wishes to her. All right. And also in the good news department, back to the good news, is that next weekend on June 11th, while we're on the air doing the Rattle Cry show, there will be a launching of PriestsGoneWild.com. And this guy is incredible. He already has a ton of stuff, including videos, the great Reagan Just Say No video, which is incredible. It's a spoof, of course. And all kinds of classics. Too much incredible stuff. And of course, it's very Reverend Bookburn friendly. And very Bill Baird friendly. Very Paul Krasner and Sap friendly, and it's, of course, inclusive of cartoons. PriestsGoneWild.com officially launches next weekend, so when we do the Rattle Cry, we're also going to be celebrating that launch. All right, I haven't even put a dent in all the shit I have prepared for tonight, and I am talked out and ready to do the second set of songs, so we're going to cover very little and then get back to the music. If you are from Canada, you may know, or if you go to Canada, or if you want to go to Canada, or if you're one of the people who is fleeing fascism in the war on hemp, and become an exile in Canada, or whatever. There is an event in Canada in August called Hempfest 2006. And at this year's Hempfest, they promise an event called Cannabis Olympics, which ought to be quite interesting. And for information, details, or whatever, go to planetarypride.com, and you can check out the forthcoming Hempfest 2006, which is in August. All right, let's see. I was going to talk about so many things because so many things have happened since the last show 2 weeks ago when we cracked the DaPinchMe code, and the Enron assholes got convicted. Is leaves to Baron and the Rat. Just too even. So, I guess we'll just start with the first of the guests and then play a set of music. Is Pat Robertson here yet? Alright. Is he hallucinating angels? Maybe you could guide him like those sea dogs. Bring him in here. So, I know he's hearing voices, but bring him in here because he promised us weather forecasting, and I want him to deliver on his promise. How the fuck does this guy go on TV today? Alright. Hi, Pat. God. You look considerably worse in person, but looks don't really mean shit. Hi, welcome to The Reverend Is In. We asked you here to do the weather forecasting as only you can do it. So you are completely uncensored. You can say whatever you want. You know we goof on you a lot on the show and pretty much think you're a fascistic, theocratic Taliban clone from the Dark Ages and one of the most dangerous humans alive. But, you know, that doesn't mean we can sit down and have a beer and shoot the shit and, I don't know, tell sex stories or too much to eat cover. So it's an idea. So, can't have a change D titles or whatever. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Pat Robertson. Hello, this is Pat Robertson from the Christian Coalition and the 700 Club, and I just wanted to say that God has decided to speak through me and tell you about some of the weather that's coming down, starting with some more tornadoes and hurricanes. Since God told me about his plan to send a hurricane to New Orleans because of the Mardi Gras and the tit flashings and the homosexuals, he has now told me that he's going to strike San Francisco, Vancouver, and Texas. Texas, mostly because they are turning, like most other places, against a God-anointed leader like George W. Bush. So, this revelation came to me while I was leg pressing 2,000 pounds F Drinkshall protein drink that I advertise on my website. And while I was pressing this miraculous amount of weight, this weather forecast came to my head, and I decided that I had to warn America that since we are not a theocratic dictatorship, there's going to be some nasty winds blowing around you. All right, Pat, that was specular. Thank you for coming, if that's not presumptuous. And, okay, he's walking around. This poor guy. He's walking and hearing voices, receiving divine commands, and he's hallucinating angels and spirits and all kinds of crazy shit. But we feel sorry for him now that he's, like, in here, and we're seeing how deluded he is. And, yeah, he's angry, and, yeah, there's a lot of twisted shit inside, but, you know, he can't help it if he's so ill that he is actually detached from reality to the extent that he can't always tell the difference between the real and the imagined. But anyway, thank you, Pat Robertson, and let's see. We got to get back to the music, starting with a song. This is from the bonus CD that comes with the DVD copy of Sex, Drugs, and Democracy, a documentary about Amsterdam, and actually one of the greatest releases of all time. And this particular track is by Professor X and Congo. Now, drinking my spectacular for War on Drugs.
bothered me, calling me all the time. Check out my Chrissy behind, it's fine all of the time. Like sex on the beaches. What else is in the teachers of peaches? Huh, what? On my titties like you wanted me, calling me all the time. That Bondi, check out my Chrissy Bond, it's fine all over the time. What else is in the teachers of peaches? Like sex on the beaches.
And you're looking if you just
want to go tight. I'm that Bondi. Huh, right, what?
I'm not ready to make say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting.
We'll be right back. all things are really great. Tell me what to do, do what to say. Not the fuck that I would wait. No, this is my life. This is my life. Stupid late society. You wanna take control, babe. Tell us what I'm over right. Because I got my fucking wife. Get off my fucking back. Is this my life? Is this my life? Super late society. You wanna take control, babe. Tell us what I'm over right. Because I got my fucking wife. Prejudice to the land. No looking at what they plan. What they want, what they want. Tell me I don't understand. I don't want a fucking race war. No way. I don't want a segregated school. No way. I want to have the right to choose my dress. Fuck you. I don't want your narrow-minded way. Racial groups that might attack. I guess they think we will fight back. I care about our human. And not the brothers, yeah. I don't want a fucking race war. No way. I don't want a segregated school. No way. I don't have the right to shoot my friends. Yeah, I'm narrow-minded white. Anti-class. Anti-class. Anti-class.
Heard 7 cents doing racism sucks. This is my life. Anti-Klan. I hate sports, and we're gonna fight. Before 7 seconds, you heard Pearl Jam doing Worldwide Suicide. Dixie Chicks did Not Ready to Make Nice. Peaches did Fuck the Pain Away. And started off with Professor X and Congo doing War on Drugs. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight, the theme is Hookergate. And it is the juiciest, of course, of the Bush scandals. But also, it's a good night to play a lot of these tracks, including music that is not ordinarily played on The Reverend Is In. Certainly the new Neil Young, the new Dixie Chicks, and the new Pearl Jams are getting a lot of shit from assholes known as rock and pop DJs who don't touch this stuff because it is very strongly anti George W. Corporate Ho, Clear Channel, Fox, CBS related, Enron, PAL, Bush, third generation of a murderous crime family. And since they did do these anti-Bush and anti-war songs, it seemed appropriate to play them and give them some airtime, especially since they're getting so much bullshit from the corporate entertainment industry and the great FM rock DJs and similar ilk. So we gave them some airplay, and as well as some other new stuff from AlternativeTentacles.com, and there'll be more to come. There's some special treats and some new compilations, and a very special tune that is in the spirit of Hookergate. All right, 2 more seconds of 7 seconds, because you just there's just no getting enough of this CD. Did release all DJs. Yes, 7 seconds. This is from the early 80s. It's a collection of the first handful of years of releases put on CD alt.music.hardcore. And it's like the first two or three releases by 7 seconds. In addition to the news we got earlier with the birthdays and the pluses as well as the tragedy, we've also heard that Vince Velnak passed away. He was yet another keyboard player in the Grateful Dead to pass away long before his time. And yeah, the Reverend's been turned off to the Dead scene and the Deadhead scene for many years. And yes, the Reverend was not pleased that that whole crowd pretty much ignored the deaths of Abby Hoffman and some other very key and significant people from the 60s, and then had this big-ass concert for the late Bill Graham. But I'm not going to hold on to all that kind of old shit. Vince Velnak was a latter-day member of the Dead who replaced the previous deceased keyboarders like Pigpen, Ron McLernan, and Keith Godshaw and Brent Midland. The only surviving keyboardist was probably the best one, and he's still alive. The Reverend had the pleasure of meeting him a handful of times, named Tom Constantin, who does a lot of great solo releases. And yeah, the Dead sucked pretty much since the mid-70s, and yeah, you know, it became a isolated, kind of stale scene. But there's still a lot of cool Deadheads, and this guy was a cool guy. And he passed away before his time. I'm not sure of how exactly he passed on. He was 55, and the one email said that he took his own life, and I don't even like saying that without knowing for sure. And it's a reminder once again, like when we did the tribute for the late Dave Blood of the Dead Milkmen. If anybody you know, or if you ever need to know this, is getting close to that, it's time for action, whether through conventional means or unconventional means, a phone call, anything. 1-800-SUICIDE still works anywhere in North America for free 24/7. So anyway, we wanted to acknowledge his passing and get back to the show. What is Hookergate? Hookergate is the Juicy Bush scandal. It is the scandal in which there was not only the now legendary, even acknowledged in the media, lobbyists, corrupt lobbyists, and outright criminals being lobbyists in the Bush regime, but doing the one kind of scandal that seems to matter in America. It doesn't matter in this weird-ass hypocritical culture that this guy is a war criminal or a corporate criminal or a destroyer of rights, liberties, and the environment. All of his scandals and crimes, all his he's not been playing a good show, will seem to matter much less than a sex scandal. It seems like if one person, and this is mental imagery I don't need, but if one person would give the guy a blowjob, it would finally put an end to this nightmarish Fourth Reich kind of regime that is so out of control. But since probably not even Laura Bush, and who could blame her, the next best thing is a Bush regime sex scandal. The first significant sex scandal since the great Lewinsky scandal, and which resulted, of course, in the outing of all these moral crusaders, all these evangelical preachers from the religious right wing, all of these Christian supremacist congressmen who talk morals and family values and Christian supremacy and abstinence programs and faith-based initiatives for social services and all that kind of bullshit. So anyway, this is a Bush regime sex scandal, so maybe this is one that'll get a little more notice. And what they did was they used sex workers as a part of the corrupt lobbying campaign to solidify the military contracts. And of course, yeah, there's just a tremendous shortage of military contracts and spending. What is it now? Up to like over $1 trillion. You know, it's they needed more contracts, and if they pass something like that Star Wars program, the economy is even more fucked. But I digress. So it's military contracts and corrupt lobbyists and sex workers, hence Hookergate. And it's on one level very sickening, and on another level it is outright hilarious that these people who were kind of like the congressman from the Christian Coalition in the striptease movie are preaching all of their Christian supremacy. And these motherfuckers are not just hypocrites. They are people who are trying to pass laws, public policy for all people, everybody's lifestyle, everybody's sexuality, everybody's what's left of freedom. These are the people pounding the podium saying there's too much sex, there's too much obscenity, there's reproductive rights that we didn't get around to fully smashing yet. And so it is in that vein that we have decided to celebrate Hookergate as well as to acknowledge it, because perhaps a sex-related scandal will have more impact than the secondary minor scandals of the Bush regime. You know, the little ones, like being a fucking war criminal who killed and massacred thousands of civilians, which actually massacring civilians is the definition of terrorism. Being a war criminal or a corporate criminal, none of those little things. This is a big scandal because it involves sex. So, like all people who preach morals and Christian supremacy, you are hypocrites, you are dogs, with apologies to animal advocates, you are horny people, and you used sex workers to secure military contracts, probably because of the dysfunctionality of your own missiles and hardware. But that is pure speculation, and I choose not to. It is within the parameters of clergy duty, but we'll take your word for it. You were able to function when the sex workers wanted you to. All right, I'm so talked out. And there's all kinds of music to get. Nobody has done that. And the Monica Sellers will pre-research that too. We have to get the asshole. All right. Professional Bush butt lickers, CBS, corporate media broadcasting, and the Reverend apologizes to people who really are into butt licking for the negative and degrading comparison. But Bush Buttlicker CBS has a television show for retards called Ghost Whisperer, and we're not going to replicate that. However, just this once, we're going to do a show called Ghost Bellower, because an anti-abortion terrorist from the Army of God, an Al-Qaeda clone, is kind of like a blending between Osama bin Laden and Jackie Gleason of the Honeymooners. And so we thought it would be better if it was Ghost Bellower instead of Ghost Whisperer. And since Paul DePere died, since the last show when we cracked the DaPinch Me code, we thought an edition of Ghost Bellower was in order. And interestingly enough, Paul DePere's name resembles Gay Peri, and since he reads a lot of mystical bullshit into his delusions, we thought, well, maybe that is significant. Is he here? Hey, is the ghost of Paul DePere here yet? Don't look at me and laugh. What? Is he knocking? He's a real large guy, like E. Gleason when he played the sheriff in those movies. Don't look at me and laugh, but I'm trying not to laugh. All right. Could you bring him in? We haven't had a ghost here in a while. All right. Hi, are you Paul? I never even saw this guy before. I just saw pictures of him in like anti-choice terrorist kind of manuals and booklets, and so you could identify these fuckers. Hi, Paul. How are you? God, you stink. Is this what being a ghost is like? All right. As I understand it, you were having a temper tantrum in a steakhouse that was the meeting place for the Constitution Party, where one chapter wanted to break off from the rest of these Taliban wannabes because of their refusal to outlaw all abortions. I don't want to speak for you. Paul, what was happening? Because I saw the video where you're shouting at them and you're having this kind of tantrum, and then, you know, like less than an hour later, you're dead. What was it?
Well, like I said in the video, they refused to push for the outlawing of all abortions. So Howard Phillips can kiss ass because he would not go all the way. I mean, regarding the policy. And he does not have the guts, like you keep mentioning the Taliban. Well, at least they have the courage of their convictions. But here, the Christian supremacists are not fighting for the sanctity of the fetus. I would rather have pork rinds with Osama bin Laden than the likes of Howard Phillips of the Constitution Party, since he and I are both important figures in holy theocratic movements. Now, my wife Bonnie and Andrew Burnett of Life Advocate magazine took less than a week to start fucking after my death, and I didn't.
The week it'd be Paul
Jack is my now dead weedy cut. I only felt because Burnett could not get it up. But Bonnie, you have to be faithful to me, even though I'm dead. That is God's will. So I was proud of the final statement that I wrote on paper in advance, asking for donations upon the event of my death. You see, we need a new crucifix because the one in Bonnie's nightstand kind of smells funny, and I am suspicious of what she does with it. And if I didn't have my outburst at the Constitution Party meeting, I probably would have had a heart attack sniffing Bonnie's crucifix. But I just want to thank the late Ronald Reagan, because he died 2 years ago this weekend. And for those of us who were into terrorism and the name of life and the fetus, he was such a good friend. He and Ed Meese calling off the investigations of abortion clinic bombings and really letting the Army of God and related groups strive and thrive. Those of us who were openly advocating terrorism, we didn't go through all the shit that left-wing activists are going through now with the Patriot Act. We got to advocate outright terrorism and get away with it. I signed Paul Hill's petition declaring justifiable homicide for a doctor, where he shot one himself. So, we just want to thank Ronald Reagan 2 years after he passed for allowing us good terrorists also in the name of holy war and jihad. So,
oh wow,
that's pretty heavy, Paul. So you wanted to thank Ronald Reagan, and you're kind of looking back on your history of being a terrorist, the Army of God, and being a lot like the Al-Qaeda people who just told a different book and, you know, kind of look different and smell, well, they don't smell different. And could you sit a little further that way? What is next? You're known for harassing pretty much everybody, including your own people, your own niece, members of your own organization, as well as stalking doctors and clinic owners, loud protests in front of their homes. Better eat the pennies all going to be with homes, playground, their children's go. So I wouldn't know, like, how do you follow up an act like that? What is next? Are you going to harass other ghosts or scream at angels? Well, I was thinking that I wanted to make an issue out of the Holy Spirit. You see, I'm in a limbo room, and I'm bored sitting there, and they're not even feeding me 5 meals a day. And if that didn't piss me off enough, the Holy Spirit flew over my head and took a dump on me. So I'm after that fucking Holy Spirit for messing with me when I'm in the limbo room, and I don't deserve to be in the limbo room. I should go not only straight up, but in the VIP seats, because I am an important figure, just like Bin Laden, just like the Grand Inquisitor of the Spanish Inquisition, and many before me. So I should go straight to the top. Alright, the ghost of Paul D. Paris, folks. And I want to thank Ghostland to be in the Ghost Bellower portion of The Reverend Is In. I don't want to upset you, and I know you're upset about being in the limbo room, but there are just things nobody has ever told you, and where I'm in some. And thank you for being from. You've sort of kind of wasted your life, like sitting in a room with Howard Phillips in a tiny little political party Wayne couldn't give two shits about, and generally going through life acting like an asshole, threatening your niece, who took a part-time job at a Planned Parenthood. I mean, I don't want to beat you when you're down, but someone should have informed you that harassing pregnant women, just that alone, harassing pregnant women makes a person an asshole. Terrorizing people, clinic directors, going to their homes, harassing their children, and just harassing people everywhere, that makes you an asshole. Putting your niece Ellen D. Paris' name on the Nuremberg hit list, that anti-abortion terrorism list, that I just think it's my duty, so that even the far right head, you're down and out, you're upset about being in the limbo room and the Holy Spirit taking a dump on your head. So I'm not going to beat the subject. I am sure they will miss you at Dunkin' Donuts and the buffet. But in the meantime, I appreciate you being on the show and for appearing, especially on the Hookergate night. And we're going to play some great songs to deal with that. And if you do come back, you are welcome to be in Ghost Bellower, and you're also welcome to go to your old peers and let them know what you learned, if anything, from your reflections on living an entire lifetime as an asshole, or at least 56 years of being a total asshole. All right, thank you, Paul D. Paris. Let us play a track from This Just In, a benefit for Indie Media. And it's a great compilation. I took a track from it, but I'm going to play a track by Introspect. And this is entitled For Blood Under God. Damn, it's hard to...
Just what is it that you want to do?
Win this war.
Yeah, we don't want nobody telling us what to do. We don't want nobody pushing us around.
The interest of our nation and the interest of our nation in this supplemental is to win this war.
And that's what we're going to do.
Away, baby, let's go.
We're going to have a good time.
Do it. I told our country and I told the world.
If it feels good, do it.
Terror.
Good.
Mass murder.
Good.
rape, rape. If it feels good, do it.
Begin bombing in 5 minutes. Begin bombing in 5 minutes. Begin bombing in 5 minutes.
I have a message for the people of Iraq. Go home and die. Go home and die.
Who are dying to use military action.
If you're going to cock it, you throw it.
Just shoot something up for a feel-good feeling.
There's an old saying in the Pentagon, ready, fire, aim.
An errant piece of ordnance.
Getting it a little mixed up.
We cannot allow any other country to tell us what to do.
With action alone, the count.
You know, we're going to have to strengthen our own response.
We have air power, we have naval power.
We want to be free to do what we do.
This is something we've got to do to defend the American people.
The course of this conflict is not known.
It will never be over.
It will begin in Afghanistan, but it can't end in Afghanistan.
Americans should not expect one battle.
Guns to long, long, complicated,
risky,
difficult, long,
complicated,
messy, sexy, dirty job.
Around the world.
With an unspecified outcome.
Long, long struggle, a long fight.
On behalf of the American people.
Some might call this a good record. I call it a good start.
Never send a monster to do the work of an evil scientist. Now be a cooperative little body and let me have your brain.
Sorry, Doc, but I need what little I've got.
Good evening. We stand tonight before a new world of chaos.
The war goes on.
Our enemies have become our partners. Right here at home.
A show was the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. For we must find the next whiskey bar. For if we don't find the next whiskey bar, I tell you we must die. I tell you we must die. I tell you, I tell you.
It's weakened.
Yeah. Oh, world, oh, world, we now must say goodbye. We're lost, our world of mama. There must have whiskey, oh, you know why. Oh, A show is the way to the next breeding farm. All done is why. All done is why. For me, that's fine. That is breeding farm. Moderate, made of modern, natural breeding farm. I tell you, we must die. I tell you, we must die. I tell you, I tell you, I tell you, we must die.
The magic dragon, the right-wing drugstore cowboy, a hillbilly heroin addict, a ditto-head deadhead now boy. You know that my opinions were always kind of whack. Now you know the reason. I'm strung out on mountain smack. My drugs are red, white, and blue. I also like the pink ones, the little green ones too. When you're on drugs, you see things that no one else can see. Like right there, I saw Jesus, and he drives an SUV. My drug, red, white, and blue. All the guns out to someone sniffing glue. You gotta be on something if you push the NRA. I need more pills to make that Michael Moore guy go away. My drugs are red, white, and blue. This isn't paranoia. John Ashcroft's watching you. When you're on drugs, there's terrorists everywhere you go. Al Franken's in Al Qaeda. Bill O'Reilly told me so. My drugs are, would you hand drugs? When you hear junkies jiving, the descent is true. Kids say no to morphine, cause it can lead to grass. It really blows your mind when your head is up your ass. My drugs are red, white, and blue. GOP party monsters party all night through. It's only pharmaceuticals, not a real crime. The crime is I can't figure out how to blame it on the Clintons this time.
The Hi, I'm from the Abramoff Lobbying Club, and I know the Reverend has been having a big goof with the whole Hooker Gate show and everything, but we sure had a great time. We had some of the greatest hookers on the planet. The White House became the best little whorehouse in Washington. And just when we were about to sign the military contracts with the dancers and the sex workers on our laps, we started getting into fondling and sexual action, and we played this next song.
I was lonelier than Kunta Kinte at a Merle Haggard concert that night. I strolled on into Uncle Limpy's Hump Palace looking for love. It had been a while. In fact, 365 had come and went since that midnight run hauling hog shaky town on I-10. I had picked up this hitchhiker that was sweating gowns through a pair of Daisy Duke cutoffs and one of those Fruit of the Loom tank tops. Well, that night I lost myself to ruby red lips, milky white skin, and baby blue eyes. The name was Russell.
Yes, the lap dance is so much better when the stripper is crying. Yes, the lap dance is so much better when the stripper is crying. Well, I find it's quite a thrill when she grinds me against her will. Yes, the lap dance is so much better when the stripper is crying.
Well, faster than you can say shallow grave, this pretty little thing come up to me and starts kneading my balls like hard-boiled eggs in a tube sock. Said her name was Bambi. And I said, well, that's a coincidence, darling, cause I was just thinking about skinning you like a deer. Well, she smiled, had about as much teeth as a jack-o'-lantern, and I went on to tell her how I would wear her face like a mask as I do my little kooky dance. And then she told me to shush. I guess she could sense my desperation. Of course, it's hard to hide a heart on when you're dressed like Minnie Pearl.
Yes, the lap dance is so much better when the stripper is crying. Yes, the lap dance is so much better when the stripper is crying. Well, I find it's quite a thrill when she grinds me against her will. Yes, the lap dance is so much better when the stripper is crying.
So Bambi's gone on about how she can make all my fantasies come true. So I says, even this one I have where Jesus Christ is Jackhammer and Mickey Mouse in the doo-doo hole with a lawn dart as Garth Brooks gives birth to something resembling a cheddar cheese log with almonds on Santa Claus's tummy tum? Well, 10 beers, 20 minutes, and $30 later, I'm parking the beef bus in Tuna Town, if you know what I mean. Got the nailer back at her trailer. Hey, that rhymes. I have to admit, it was even more of a turn-on when I found out she was doing me to buy baby formula.
The lap dance is so much better when the stripper is crying. The lap dance is so much better when the stripper is crying. Well, I find it's quite a thrill when she grinds me against her will. Yes, the lap dance is so much better.
So it passed when I popped the clutch, gave the tranny a spin, and slid on into the stinky pinky gulp and guzzle big rig snooze and stop. There I was browsing through the latest issue of Throb when I saw Bambi staring at me from the back of a milk carton. Well, my heart just Christian Wood, you can cannot imagine how difficult it is to hold a half gallon of moo juice and polish the one-eyed gopher when you're doing 75 in an 18-wheeler. I never thought missing children could be so sexy. Did I say that out loud?
Yes, the lap dance is so much better when the stripper is crying. Yes, the lap dance is so much better when the stripper is crying. Well, I find it's quite a thrill when she grinds me against her will. Yes, the lap dance is so much better when the stripper is crying.
Yeah. My name is Dr. Laura Hoare, and I'm here to tell you that I'm a very moral, ethical, opinionated, conservative Republican woman of the highest morals and integrity. I stand for America and patriotism, and I lie down and spread for the same damn reasons. I do not suffer gladly any liberal bullshit. Why, I hate liberal Democrats. I loathe everything about them. In fact, strange as it is, I hate them so much that at times I find them irresistible. Sometimes watching them on TV, whining and pandering to all the special interest groups, like the poor, the minorities, the gays, the idiots in the middle class, makes me so mad that I come turned on. And the sweet juices of my rage flows like ever from my loins. I'm here to tell all you chaste and pure conservative men and women to throw yourselves naked on the altar of George W. Bush and thank the Lord that he put this intellectual genius in office after the long-suffering years under Bill Clinton's penis. Oh, this is Dr. Laura Hoare saying good day.
Oh, shit, man! Put out a warning when you do one of those, man!
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And we have a runner-up. Sunday, June 4th, 2006 at radio.org and as announced at reverendbook.com. Our runner-up is Pastor Rick Warren. Pastor Rick Warren of the megachurch empire is best known as the author of The Purpose-Driven Life. But now it seems like he's more interested in being the purpose-driven life taker. His ministry is responsible for a new video game that will be released in October 2006, previewed at exhibitions already. Children are expected to fight as paramilitary soldiers to remake America as a Christian theocracy. This sounds like a joke, but it isn't. And kill or convert Catholics, Jews, Muslims, Buddhists, gays, or anyone who advocates the separation of church and state, especially moderate mainstream Christians. Your mission is to conduct physical and spiritual warfare. All who resist must be taken out with extreme prejudice. You have prejudice. You have never felt so powerful, so driven by a purpose. Rick Warren, runner-up to Asshole of the Week. And that leads us to someone or some entity so special that they outshine even the runner-up to Asshole of the Week. Something so special that they stand out above all others and have not received the award before the week thousands volt turn in which the worthy who could out asshole Rick Warren. And where are the fart sounds?
The ruling came up.
We we have to have fart sounds for Soul of the Week. Thanks to Marlon, the late and great engineer, who provided them.
Oh, shit, man! Put out a warning when you do one of those, man!
Alright. After Cheech, from Cheech and Chong. That's better. And now, Asshole of the Week. Much as it's taboo, criticize people from the oppressed communities who are under attack from the government and the right wing, even if they do their very best to emulate them. The Reverend says shit. Call anybody on anything, especially when they do exactly as the people they claim to be the opposite from and match their actions. Tonight, Asshole of the Week is from South Dakota, the Olasu Tribal Council. The Olasu Tribal Council is the governing body of the who could be so if as to just anonymous since in South Dakota. The great Cecilia Fire Thunder, who to whom tonight's show has been dedicated, was the president until the tribal council decided to outlaw abortion at the Pine Ridge Reservation after Fire Thunder announced plans to open a clinic to protect women from the Taliban-like South Dakota anti-abortion laws. The council decided to outlaw abortion at the reservation and suspend President Cecilia Fire Thunder pending a version of impeachment hearings. The Olasu Tribal Council has decided to take a dishonorable place in history, matching their conquerors and being the last holdouts of the Bush buttlickers. Olasu Tribal Council, you are assholes of the week. And now we have heard enough of those sounds. You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Lara Whore. Scream did Came Without Warning, Bedlam, and Solidarity. And the Bloodhouse Gang did the song that the Hookergate guys and lobbyists and military contractors did their thing during a track titled A Lap Dance Is So Much Better When the Stripper Is Crying. Turn Me On, Dead Man did Her Planet Is Love. Al Franken, Ash Limbaugh did My Drugs Are Red, White, and Blue. X-Girl did Alabama Song. Guerrilla News Network did War. DJs of Destruction did Sign Reservation Soda. Darius Acid is Rush Man to it. And started off with Introspect doing For Blood Under God. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme has been Hookergate, and it was fun. We will update the blog soon and tell you about the forthcoming shows. You can have your input as well as song requests, birthdays, tragedy, or whatever that we announce on this show, or of course feedback to shows already done. Right to the Reverend Quayle, Quayle, Quayle at sjcdc.org. Stay updated at reverendbookburn.com. No show next Sunday night on Father's Day, even though I'm not one. And in 2 weeks... Oh, that's wrong. Next week there is a show. In 2 weeks there's no show. Next week we're going to be back and we're going to do the Rattle Cry theme. At least to the whole Democrats and Battle Cry. And we're also going to celebrate the launching of PriestsGoneWild.com. And that's next week. In 2 weeks, no show on Father's Day. And in 3 weeks, June 25th, we will have 1 year. memorial tribute to Marlon Solar, alias Marlon the Great Engineer, the producer of the show for 4.5 years, and friend, and lava caretaker, and co-star of Gun Hipsters, and so much more. That'll be in 3 weeks. Let's play two more tunes and get out of here. Let's healing or Bond's Lethal, the Broke Sets Hooker Treats, and then we'll see you next week. We're going to play the Texas Thieves doing Last Man Alive, and Resistoleros doing Caught With Your Panties Down. But first, we have to get it ready. Alright. God, I miss Marlon. Texas Thieves doing Last Man Alive, and then Resistoleros doing Caught With Your Panties Down. Good night. All right.